Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
You know, people need help today all over, don't they?
This is so true.
Don't they, Ron? People need help all over, don't they?
Yes, they do. Speaking of help, hi, today is Tuesday, September 28th or 9th, somewhere like that. My name is Ryan Clayton. I'm the host of the Tuesday edition of Optimize Your Life, the radio show broadcast at the Blog Radio Network. And we're sponsored by the Hope Collection, the 501c3 designation nonprofit. And we are today broadcasting, we call it Travel Tuesday, and we kind of each day of the week, although we broadcast Monday through Friday a show, Opening Opportunities, and with a theme of helping others by helping them help others. One of our guests is already on the show. He is probably one of the most committed and operationally, functionally most prolific person that I know of on the face of the earth that sends and hands out hope to more people in his life every week than anybody else. He's the best of the best. And we're so proud of you, Derek, because you do that. So today, as other guests come on the show, we'll be talking about many things that are going to move forward the idea of making this a better world and how you, as a member of the Hope Collection or part of the organization, we certainly encourage, as people listening to the show, if they're not a member, to become a member. It's free. There's no contract. You're not going to end up on some list where we're selling a list to some supplier of peanut oil, and you're going to get some obscure list of people contacting you and filling up your mailbox. We're not going to do that. You can decide to join for getting information about the Hope Collection programs and actions that are happening on behalf of Hope, but you're not going to get this freewheeling load your box up with spam. And so I want to make that claim right up front. We've been broadcasting for over 10 years. There's over 1,800 recorded shows, and so we can go back and look at the difference. Today we label these shows so that people can lock it down to what they're looking to get know about. And so that's why today we name it the Travel Tuesday. On Wednesday we have Prosperity Wednesday, and Barb Riley, who is our board member of the Hope Collection, who heads up the housing and development section of the Hope Collection, she hosts that show. And we also call it Prosperity Wednesday because we have an organization represented by Ashley Kaufman, who is a 7K's medal representative, expert, and leader. And she talks about how, you know, in today's tumultuous times, having Joel Griffin, the founder of the Hope Collection, always introduced programs that were vetted and were good that people could take advantage of, and 7K Metals is such an organization. And you can learn about how you can maximize what money that you may accrue, that you want to increase the value of it by at the most safe and logical way you can. Precious metals is one of those ways. That is also discussed on Wednesdays. On Thursday, we have a gentleman, his name is Robert Oakley. We call him the Mighty Oak. Robert was formerly a senior vice president of AT&T in charge of real estate. Now, he's retired from that position, which is pretty lofty, and you'd talk to Bob Oakley, you'd never know. He was such an executive. Today, he runs an operation, a business, that provides housing and accommodations for immigrants. He lives in New Jersey, and there's a high-level number of people that flock into that area after they get past the Statue of Liberty. And Bob is committed to helping them. He's a recognized leader in the Knights of Columbus organization, has a very strong faith-based family and operation in his business, how he operates. So we're proud, and he hosts a show that you can call in and learn about getting help and helping others in that area. Bob is known to help people get their citizenship. So, you know, he's pretty important what he's doing. On Friday, we call it Captain Kane Day, and that we dedicate the show to the Golden Rule Society, which is a parallel nonprofit organization that has been working for 50 years to helping families, children, and parents through schools and churches to make it a better world. And Len Cain is a hero who has been nominated 5 times for a Nobel Peace Prize. He also this year has been designated by Who's Who in America. That is like the number one book published company that publishes Who's Who in America. And what they announced is that Len Cain has been deemed their humanitarian man of the year. And so we salute him. And on Friday, you can actually meet him. He's a former Navy pilot, decorated Navy pilot. He was one of the original East and West Coast guns. That's his nickname. He was the original. They made a movie about being a top gun. Well, Len started. He started as a coal miner's son from Scranton, PA. Went on to graduate from the Academy and the University of the Navy, Pensacola, and then went on to become an incredible fighter pilot and also a flight instructor and also a test pilot. Later on, he went on to found the school called Top Gun in Miramar, San Diego, and also then he founded the Golden Rule Society, which has been, like I said, been helping people for 50 years. So he's on our show on Friday, and you actually can meet him. And we'll introduce you to him if you'll come on board the show. And so as we go along today and the radio show unfolds, we'll be looking to make a difference in people's lives. And we ask that you join us. And we got more and new things happening every day, and we like to talk about that. And so some folks call in, we'll be sure to open up the mics so they can accomplish that. I hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas. And we're looking now, our term, of course, now is Happy New Year. Happy, prosperous, and healthy New Year. And we're looking for our country to forge ahead dynamically as leaders. Not scaredy cats, not cowering people, not people worried about their next breath. Be smart, be safe, get vaccinated so that if you do get sick, you don't end your life and those around you. But do the safe thing, and you know, if you need to wear a mask, you're more comfortable wearing, get one that works. You know, 50 cents for an air mask, that's, you better look seriously. There's masks out there that effectively will keep you safe, and a 50-cent fiber one's not going to do the job. In fact, if anything, you'll be breathing more poisons back into your body, and they don't filter out viruses anyways. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. So I want you to be healthy. I want you to go strong. In the travel business, things are opening up, and you may hear of isolated instances where one particular ship, a cruise ship, might have a problem because some people broke out with the – everybody gets tested to get on the ships. You can't get on without a vaccine and without being tested. So just because they make this big thing about, well, we've had so many people uncovered, the test showed positive. You may – guess what? If they ran a test on everybody in America that has an ingrown toenail, we'd have overwhelming people that have got ingrown toenails too. But you don't stop and shut the country down and the world down and life down because somebody's got an ingrown toenail. Now, COVID certainly is more serious than that. But today, we beat it. It's now going into, they alter the gene, all the genes of these viruses alter, and now the next phase is going to kill itself out, guys. Viruses have been around since before the Egyptians. It's written up about them. Guys, and man and world has survived. And today we've got great medicines, doctors, and pharmaceuticals that can help someone from going too far over the edge. You know, I can claim, if anybody, I'm 68 years old and had a stroke and I've been diagnosed diabetic. I have it under total control. But I'm more susceptible than the average person of possibly getting sick. But I'll be darned if I'm shutting my life down or I'm shutting down interactions with people and shutting down because there's an enemy out there and his goal is to shut us down. His goal is to neutralize the faith and the prosperity and love and how we can lift each other up. And you know what? Travel is all about lifting people up because we explore and learn of the history of man, the creation of God, and we can celebrate life together. And I say that, I'm not preaching at you, but I'm just sharing with you. I hope that you'll adopt the attitude that God's still in control of this world. We love him. He wants to show us favor. And you know, if you're walking in God's favor and you have the Holy Spirit working in your life, when he sent the disciples out around the world, let's just look back at what was happening at that time health-wise in the world when Jesus sent his disciples out. There was a horrible disease, a life-killing, a dangerous disease everywhere in the Middle East. And if you got near somebody with it, more than likely you got it. The difference was they didn't have a cure for it. It's called leprosy. Leprosy is all but extinct in the world today. Why? Because we've got ways to pharmaceutically and chemically and medically treat people. So we've got the same thing with COVID. We just have a bunch of people going around with their sky is falling attitude, and all they do is create a life of fear and restraint, and they fail to allow a whole person's spirit to thrive and grow. And I would say either you're living in the world of growth and prosperity in spirit and mind and body, or you're cowering to an enemy that wants to keep you down. We fought a civil war. We fought three world wars and others to be free. Well, we should let somebody, some foreign country send us a disease that we're allowing it to control us. And I'll end my editorial, but you know what, guys? It's time to claim victory. The pandemic is behind us, and if you're doing the right things like taking vaccines and keeping yourself, you know, sanitized and clean, and you're not walking into a room, you know, if you walk into a room with people with measles and you haven't had it, chances are you're going to get the measles. But if you've been vaccinated or you've had the measles, you don't have to worry about it. You just keep living your life. Folks, let's start living like we know that God's in control, and he wants to honor and show favor and bless us. But we got to let him. And we can't do that in fear. We've got to do it in a sense of victory. I'd like to introduce someone on the show today that I met a while back. Was introduced by my best friend, my spiritual mentor, my business partner of over 30 years. We were talking one day, and he said, you know, Ron, I think you and Linda should meet this couple we know. And this guy's got a military background, so yes, sir. And this guy has got a track record of serving the Lord and being out there making a difference in this world, and he's part of the Hope Collection. Really? I never knew that. So he introduced me to a guy who's on this call right now, and his name is Rick Reese. Sir, how are you today?
Hello, hello, hello. So good to be on the show, Ron. So good to hear your commentary and your voice, and your voice is inspiring. And it's just great to be here. Doing great. No snow in Colorado.
Yeah, we got sun here.
Yes,
today,
hey,
too.
Actually, we have snow in the mountains. I take that back. We have snow in the mountains, and mind snow.
I don't mind snow either.
In fact, we were driving.
I don't mind it either. I like to watch the snow through the windows by the fireplace while I drink my hot chocolate. I love snow.
Watch people go up and down the mountains. We were driving my son up to the airport this past week, and of course in Denver you can just see the mountain range and the snow peaks in the distance. And I was just telling Brenda, I said, we need to drive up there. You know, not necessarily just to go skiing, but to just drive through the mountains. There's something about that and the majesty of those mountains and the snow. And the roads are pretty dry. The snow stays in the mountains. But it's something about that majesty of the mountains that just is so inspirational. And I love it. So we're going to pick one of these days, hopefully before next year, Maybe not, because what? It's the 28th. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Another year. 2021 was 2020 was a great year for us. 2021 was even better. No, I'd say 2020 was probably better than 2021. They were both good. And I'm just looking forward to 2022. But I was listening to you earlier, and there is a lot of fear that's being spread, and through the media and through, you know, different channels. And and we know it's intentional. But one of the things that is that we have to do is we have to take charge of our own lives, and we have to have a vision. If we don't have a vision, we become a slave to someone else's. And the reason people get caught up in fear is because they don't have a vision of their own future, and they become fearful based on someone else's vision of the future, which is, of course, based in fear. And as the word says, people perish for lack of vision. But once we have that vision, and that's why it's so important, you know, vision, goal planning for 2022 is critical. You know, what do you want to see? What can you see? If you can see it, you can seize it. What do you want to seize in 2022? And I put together a worksheet that I posted on the ministry website, Better World Changes website, as well as the Go Team Get, the business website for the travel business. And I had to update. I had to update the worksheet from last year since there's been quite a few changes in Surge 365. But I have a copy, a version for the general public as well. And one of the things that it does is it helps you create and to see who do you want to be in 2022? What do you want? Who are you in 2022? And we have the power to create meaning in our life rather than just passively looking for it. And so as we move into next year, we've got a couple of days here, we want to plan, we want to see, we want to create. Who do you want to be? Vision is God-given while ambition is man-made. And I just love, you know, Habakkuk 2:2, and the Lord answered me and said, you got to write it down. Write the vision and make it plain upon tablets that he may run that reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie, though it tarry. Wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. And the importance of a vision board, and even between now and the end of this year, a couple of days, to create a vision board. And you can update it, you know, throughout the year, but to actually go into 2022 with a clear vision. I love Jim Rohn. He says, I never start a day until I complete it, meaning that he plans out that day. I never start a week before I complete it. I never start a month before I complete it. I never start a year before I complete it. What is that, you know, beginning with the end in mind, what does that finished product, that there will be adjustments along the way, but what does that finished product look like? And so many people, they miss an opportunity to seize the moment. And that's what we're looking at right now, you know, as we approach 2022, an opportunity to seize the moment. The reason why 2020 was such a great year, you know, in spite of all the different things, you know, despite all the different things that happened, by 2021, 2020 was, they were great years because we had a vision going in, and we saw the fulfillment of the vision. Can you imagine 2020 during the pandemic? Brenda and I are just enjoying, you know, because we're on track with the vision and all this stuff going on around us, you know, we're like, no, this is our vision. We're on track. In fact, the isolation is great because now we can focus. And so the importance of having a vision, but I did do a worksheet that's open to the general public, as well as, of course, people in the ministry, people in the business. And one of the things that, as a beginning part of the worksheet, is taking a look at 2021, a year in review, and just looking at it and meditating on it and praying on it. What did you accomplish? What did you see? You know, what new skills or good habits did you acquire? You know, looking back over the 12 months, what did you do that you feel good about? You know, what's been your most significant learning in 2021? You know, what would you have done differently? And space on the worksheet to write that in there, you know, because this becomes a document that documents a life experience. And then it goes into whole life prosperity. You know, what personal goals are you setting for 2022? Spiritual, within the soul, physical, family goals, financial, social goals, professional goals, community support goals, you know, the Hope Collection goals. That's why it's so great to be on the call and just to hear you, Ron. You know, you're a blessing to so many people that hear you. And that follow you. You have people that are watching you, you don't even know that are watching you and following you and being encouraged by the things that you even say on this call, you know, and how you talk about, you know, all the eight different areas that we work with in Hope, you know, arts, education, energy, faith-based, family, food and water, health, housing, you know, and the hope that you serve us for lunch, Ron, is so important. And a lot of times we don't see it from, you know, the inside looking out, but from the outside looking in. Buddy, you just provide hope to a lot of people. And I tell you, for one, I appreciate it. And you may not believe this, I'm sure you do, but it keeps me on track. So, you know, Rick, no, you keep me on track. No, you keep me on track. And I appreciate that. And so, but in the worksheet, it goes on to talk about how do you accomplish your goal, the key steps to achieving your goals in 2022. What are you visualizing for your business? I had an incident a couple of days ago. I have a vision board, and I probably need to update it. But it's still pretty generic enough and specific enough, you know, for to go into 2022. But I cut out a picture of the cover of Colin Powell's book, It Worked for Me. And I don't know, I must have put it on there maybe 4 years ago or so. I don't even remember. And a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, Brendan and I was in the bookstore, and I saw the book. And it was like $5. It was on like a sale rack. And I bought it. Colin Powell, It Worked for Me. And then I brought it home. Ron, do you know it wasn't until maybe yesterday morning, I made the connection that this is the very same book I had on my vision board. And I looked at my vision board and I said, that cover looks pretty familiar. Colin Powell. I wonder if that, it worked for me. Then I looked over at my bookshelf, and I look at the same book. And the light came on. The power of vision. Power of writing it down. The power of having a vision board. If you write it down, if you have that vision board, like you have the composition notebook, you have that vision board, and you put on there what you want to see in 2020, and you start visualizing it. You form a clear mental picture of, if you're in business, of your success in the business, and you hold this picture in your thoughts with fixed purpose to get what you want, unwavering faith that the Lord provides, and whatever you need, provision, money, follows the vision. And whatever the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve, and it will happen. This little small incident, just this, just a book, but I didn't know. and I guess it was in my subconscious, and it came out. And without me realizing it, you know, I don't know. I guess it's when you have something on your vision board, your subconscious makes a note of it and makes it become true. We're in the bookstore doing something else. I'm just walking around, and I see the book. I say, hey, I think I may want to get this book. Not knowing that it was on my vision board. Isn't that amazing, Ryan?
Well,
I had no idea it was on my vision board.
But that's how God works. See, the simplicity of it. You go back to, and you didn't do that when you started your vision board and your dream book. Or your, you know, there's different titles and different trainers and teachers that will use different terminology. You brought up the first one that it's in the Bible. And in Habakkuk, I can't pronounce it very well, but it's Habakkuk. It's the book. And the wisdom that was set down was write your goals down on tablets. In other words, put it in stone. Now, it's funny because centuries later, when you go to elementary school, they used to do this before computers, and I think the teachers that are functionally helping someone really today, they will pull out what's called a notebook. And a notebook has got a marble cover on it. Usually they're black and white, but now they've added some color. You can have a green or a red or pink or purple, but it looks like marble. And the paper, the pages are lines you can write on it. And it was originally used as a primer to help us learn to write and communicate in writing, which is, that's again, getting back to the principles, the basics. So when you do that, you are putting in that hard copy, the pages that are sewn in. You can't pull a page out. In other words, when you do it, you're putting it in stone. That binder, that book, that tablet, you've written it in. It's from your spirit, it's from your heart, and you put it in there. You're making a compact with your maker to make that happen. You're going to trust him to help you make it happen, and you'll follow where it is that you're going with it. That's so principle, but so basic, and it's so, well, you got me doing that a while back, and things that are happening, and particularly happened in our life this year, all happened because we chose to follow the advice, the mentorship, the counseling of someone like yourself who has learned, and it's more just habit, and, you know, it's almost like breathing for Rick Reese to do what you're saying. For other people, in fact, I would say for most people to do that issue, it's like not part of their program. In schools today, most always, they're not discussing how do you plan a goal and set a goal and how to understand what a goal is, an objective, and how to make it and convert it into action steps, because when you do the action steps, God blesses you. It's called fruit on the tree. When you take the action steps that are within the purview and under the umbrella of what he wants for your life, and as you learn to rely on that, it'll help you make it happen. And then, like you said, you walked in the refrigerator and there's the cover of the book, because you were acting on the process of that when you put it down in your book to begin with, and you bought the book as being part of your goal setting and operational, the foundation and the framework of your life. When you do that, you know, some people look around and they go, how do you do that? How come they got that? Now, those people, that the ones that say, how come you got that, they failed big time on the very, well, it's, I think it's number 6, thou shalt not covet. One of the biggest failures in our society today isn't greed. Well, it is greed. It's another term for coveting. What it means is you think you should have something just because you exist, a right. Well, those are man-made illusions. God said you can have anything you want. He wants to prosper us. He wants to award us. He wants to reward us. But either something's got to be in place for it. There's effort and energy and work. There's production. There's creativity. There's building something. There's uniting something. Those are all positive actions that allow growth to happen. In fact, one of the things in this whole picture you're talking about, Rick, is Proverbs of education permits growth. And the biggest issues we have today are communications and having the right heart. And when you have communication as the right heart and you found it and you put it into a plan of action, now you can take steps to accomplish. And then, believe it or not, your success, Rick, is not a surprise. Anybody, I've only known you a few years, but nothing you do or accomplish is a surprise to me in any way, shape, or form. I am thrilled that you do it and that you share that testimony because it proves what you're saying is absolutely true. And on the other side of that ledger of that are people that still haven't got it. The light didn't go on yet. They somehow think there's some magic. That's the person who's more prone to go to the racetrack and hope they win the big win, the trifecta, or somebody that goes to a slot machine and throw a quarter in, they're getting $1 million, or someone who buys a lotto ticket. And that's a false sense of vacation and accomplishment, because none of those are. Those are just results of haphazardness. But when you take the plan and the program and the idea of understanding how the Holy Spirit feeds us, leads us, and then awards us, like I said, it's not a surprise. You can say, not braggadociously, but you can say with confidence that what you're doing and accomplishing is meant to be, and you're just following through. And by your testimony, it allows other people to be able to grasp and take hold and cling to the pattern, the process. And then you can be edified, and we do. We edify you to the greatest extent we can because you are a walking example. You and Brenda are walking examples of letting the Holy Spirit work in your life, direct you, and then do some simple, basic things.
I want to know.
It's there.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But, you know, I'm looking, and as you're talking, I'm thinking about Abraham once he separated from Lot, where the Lord brought him out and said, look to the west, east, west, north, and south. You know, the star is in the heavens. If you can see it, you can have it, the sands of the beach. and I praise God because I want to know the truth of the word. And I'm willing to walk that out just to see. And we know the result and because God is God. But I want to know. I want to know. And so I'm willing to stretch out there and put the family on the altar and say, Lord, thou knowest, and walk out there in obedience. And because I want to know, I want to see. And the language of the Holy Spirit is visions and dreams. And if we can see it, we can seize it. And so, like you're saying, those principles, we know they're tested, true, and proven. They're God's principles. They're laws and of obedience. And in obedience, we can, what did he tell you to do? Just do that. And I was just reading this morning, and it just came to me, I was obedient to the heavenly vision. And I couldn't remember where that was from. And so, of course, ask Google. And it brings up when Paul was talking to King Saul, Paul was talking to King Agrippa, And he was just telling him how he got converted. And the light came, and he fell off the horse, donkey, whatever he was on, and said, why are you persecuting me, Paul? Jesus is saying that to him. You know, it's hard to kick against the pricks. And Paul was just telling King Agrippa about his conversion and how he was obedient to the heavenly vision. And we know the result of that obedience to the heavenly vision. And that's what we're doing. And so when we're talking creating a vision board, we're not just saying create something that is not connected to your spirit, to you. No, we're just putting in pictures, we're putting on a board, and like you said, even writing it in the composition notebook, who you are, who you believe that you are, where you believe that you're going, what you believe that you're doing. And it puts your, when you have a vision and you have your purpose and you're moving in a direction, it puts your life on autopilot. You're just walking it out. And you can't fail. That plan that God has for you cannot fail, you know. And so when people see it have a year that looks like it failed, it's not that plan. What plan was it? You know, what was your compass that you were following? You know, the guide that was leading you. It wasn't that plan, because that plan never fails. And that's why we had a great year in 2020 and 2021. Despite everything that's going on around us, we were obedient to the heavenly vision. And sometimes it's not easy, but it's necessary. And that's why I document that, because I know it's going someplace. And Ron, I've been keeping a journal since August 29th, 1981. I've been keeping a journal. And that's when I accepted the Lord into my life, August 29th, 1981. And I've been keeping a journal ever since. And think about it. In 1981, that's why I can write a book, because I've been keeping a journal that long to document this exciting, adventurous path of obedience that God has Brenda and I on. And that's what we share with other people, of course. And you know, it's iron sharpening iron. I'm not saying anything, you know, new iron sharpening iron. I've been on this path. And it's only like, even like for yourself, I always think about this. You know, when you was in the hospital and you was witnessing to doctors and nurses, anybody would come in earshot of you. And the Lord said, get her done. To document that get her done, as a command of the Lord that says, get her done, son, that is exciting, you know, because the things that will unfold from there and being obedient to the heavenly vision and writing that down and the things that are going to unfold from your obedience to get her done, son, and the power that I know flows, heavenly power that flows through you to accomplish that command, you know. And so 2022, you know, with the vision, with the composition notebook, to document, you know, the things that God, the miracles that God's going to do, wow, that's exciting. So regardless of the world system and what, you know, they say and try to dictate and paint a picture of what's happening, it's not true. What's happening is the command to get her done. What's happening is, for me, I will move billions of dollars with the Vortex. If Expedia can make $98 billion and the industry of booking online in 2019, $762 billion, that's expected to jump to $1 trillion. Booking online, $1 trillion in 22. Is it possible for a group of people, a business, a church, an organization, a school, is it possible for them to understand the vortex as a tool that gives Expedia the boot as the middleman and allows that group of people intentionally saying, as a consumer, I'm going to spend my money here. I'm going to book that trip through this vortex owned by this church, this business, this school, and people coming together in unity, you know, with a purpose, with a vision. We're going to build a community center. You know, we're going to build a new church. We're going to build an outreach program, put together an outreach program for the community. You know, with the driven by a vision, those people coming together say, you know, I'm traveling anyway. I'm going to book through this vortex. It's a free link, complimentary, and I'm going to save up to 60% when I book, and I know that 60% of what I'm saving is not going to somebody else. It's going to the church that owns the vortex, the business that owns the vortex, the community that owns this vortex, and to harness and redirect a share, a market share, of the $1 trillion industry of booking online in 22, is it possible to redirect market share in the billions? Because people understand, and we have access through the vortex. And so we're going to use the vortex to move billions of dollars. Is it because somebody at some point is going to get it? That light is going to come on at some point for an entire community. If 35,000 transactions, not even just people, happen through the vortex and $50 is generated, that's $1 million. That's $1 million. Access to $1 million just by making a consumer choice. That's what we're going to do. And I believe it's going to happen in 22. Because it's available now. You know, everything that, and I love Michael Murdoch, he says, everything that you have need of in life is already present, awaiting your recognition.
Wow. You know, Rick, I love when you share the flow of what you share is so powerful. I want to just recognize that we've got a guest that's called in, Rick. I know you know this gentleman, and he's got a vision and is working through all kinds of ways to accomplish the vision, the big picture, as well as the individual day-to-day, week-to-week programs. His name is Dale Martin, right here from Buffalo, New York. Welcome, Dale.
Good afternoon, gentlemen and ladies. And Ron, thank you so much.
Well, it's always proud to have you.
Hello, Dale. Good to hear your voice.
Good afternoon once again, everyone. I was listening to the message, and I apologize. I wasn't able to get in initially, and the spirit moved me to, you know what, call back in. And so I'm so happy that I was able to chime back in into this dialogue, because it's setting the pace for, I think, for all of us and where we're all headed, and looking to spread a very positive message moving forward as we end 2021 and moving into 2022. So I'm amongst men of all men and leaders, so, you know, I'm proud to be here.
Fantastic, fantastic. Yeah, you are absolutely right. And that message is, and my wife and I was talking about it this morning, the abundance that's available, the abundance that is all around us and available, how there is no lack. You know, there's only abundance. And our attention, where our attention goes, you know, during these times is so important. And I really do believe this. Our attention has to go to the abundance that is available, not the lack that is shown us, you know, or taught us, or we're made to believe. There is no lack. And there's abundance, and there's tools that transfer that wealth to accomplish what needs to get accomplished in obedience to like we're saying, in obedience to the heavenly vision. You know, go down to the lake and stick your hand in, a fish will come up right, and open up his mouth and take out the coins and go down and pay the taxes for you and I.
Yeah. Well, you know, I do have a question I want to ask you, because you touched on something, and if you don't mind, I would like to share before I forget, if that's okay.
Please do, please do.
Okay, because you mentioned about abundance and you said tools, and the thought came to mind. Okay, this is a tool. This is an opportunity to speak openly, speak wholeheartedly with what our hearts desire. Personally, I could be anywhere else, but my heart and my soul tells me I am exactly where I need to be at this exact time, at this exact moment, at 12:45 on a Tuesday afternoon. And I thank you, gentlemen, for that. It's not coincidental.
Amen.
Oh, I hope that came out the right way. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, no, I heard you. That's awesome.
Ron, are you there? Okay, Ron, being the host, Ron, I hope I didn't mess up your show this morning. I mean, this afternoon.
Just the opposite. You confirmed your presence is a confirmation.
Well, thank you again.
Go ahead, Ron.
This is one of those situations, and you know when the spirit hits you, And not to try to quote somebody else's phrase, but you know deep down inside when it hits you. It doesn't take somebody to pinch you. It doesn't take much to know when the presence of goodness when it surrounds you, whether that's in person or virtual in this case.
You know, there's a. We are the bearer of good news. And however, there's a sorting process. And the people who sort through are obedient to the heavenly vision. And it allows them to put on their goggles, Holy Ghost goggles, to see what's actually happening. And to even understand what I just said. I spoke in code, and you actually interpreted in code. And I pay attention to the people that can interpret the code by which I speak, because it is the source of wealth. It is the source of abundance. It is the source that there is no lack. It is the source of being able to understand the use of tools over here to accomplish a purpose over there. Right? And that connection is not an easy connection, that I can do something over here in obedience that accomplishes a purpose that's removed from what I even understand. And because it may be two steps, maybe chess instead of checkers. This is what I said. I know is going to happen, because all it is the opening of the eyes and the revelation. That is God's job, to make the connections to the people, the situations, the circumstances that flow that to be true. It's already true.
I'm so happy you said eyes wide open. I'm so happy you said that, because as I was listening, my eyes are wide open, but my ears are even more open. So continue on. I apologize for interrupting, but I'm excited.
This is Marketplace Ministry, and we're just talking travel, but it's every business. And marketplace minister that God has put in place. It's a new dispensation of favor in the marketplace for the purpose of accomplishing God's purpose. you know, for, and that's for each specific purpose, each specific person. You know, it's not just one general thing. It's an army here, and it's an army of businesses. And we just happen to use travel. But it's an army of businesses that has been unleashed into the world. People who are stepping up and stepping outside the four walls of the bunker of the church to go out into the marketplace with the spirit of Joshua and Caleb to slay the giants, right, and to bring back those luscious grapes working with our pastors, you know, our assignment. To go out into the marketplace and take dominion of the marketplace through the tools, the business tools that that we have just pushed to the side as unimportant and unintentional. And to say, no, this is a tool as I offer it up to the Lord for him to multiply like the fishes and the loaves, to bless, to create a pipeline of wealth that allows me to be personally free to do what God has called me to do. So, Father, it's your responsibility to create a pipeline of wealth that flows into the high-rise with the people from Bangladesh, that flows into the community, that God has blessed that business, create a pipeline of wealth that flows into the community to accomplish the purposes that God has for that community. And to set the captives free, to create a pipeline of wealth that spreads his gospel around the world. And now it becomes his responsibility to bless the tool that he's provided. And he already knows. And that just giving back what he's already given us. And say, Lord, bless this so that I can be personally free, community building, and to spread your gospel. And I mean, that's seven mountains. That's the seven mountains, using the mountain of business to fund the other six and to take back what's ours, what has we've been given authority over. God doesn't have to fight his battles twice. So when you're looking at the seven mountains and the mountain of business, you know, the world system uses it. Somebody's running for political office on the mountain of government. They call their buddy from business, say, can you fund my campaign? Someone's producing a movie on the mountain of arts, sports, and entertainment. They call their buddy from business, hey, can you produce this movie? The church has authority over all of it, but they're hunkered down in the mountain of church versus claiming and taking and walking in the authority of the believer and say, okay, I've got my business. We use travel. Father, free me up to go into the community where it's not tied to any system, right? You created the pipeline. You protect the pipeline. You fuel pump the pipeline, right? And not just wealth flows through there, but everything that I need, just like oxygen. You know, space guy in space, oxygen flows through that tube. Every single thing that I need. And so based on the vision, provision always follows the vision. But it's seven mountains.
I wish I could take those words and put it in a bottle of water, shake it up, and every time I grab that bottle, those words would appear. Because what you just said is so elegant, so poetic that and you know, please, I hope you have that written down. I hope that just wasn't not verbatim. I hope that wasn't just off the tip of your tongue, because what you just shared resonates and will resonate with so many people, especially Amen. Individuals that may have once thought they had it all, think they have it all, but their eyes are closed. It's time to open up some eyes. And, you know, I mean, that's for a deeper, longer conversation, but eyes wide open is certainly a conversation that needs to be had for so many people, even the successful entrepreneurs or solo entrepreneurs, you know, eyes wide open. And as successful as I am, I went into some situations thinking my eyes were open, but they were closed. Now, I'm going to give a testimonial because I met a gentleman named Ron Clayton, and he helped open my eyes. And it's because the grace of God that I can elevate and go to another level. It's through the grace of God and Ron that I get an opportunity to meet you and others that I will meet going forward. So the prosperity that I'm going to get as a result of just being on this call goes back to that abundance that you talk about in the beginning.
Absolutely. And, you know, if, to answer your question that you asked me earlier about the bottle and this being in the bottle.
It actually no, that was a is statement. I want you, okay, hopefully it's in the bottle, but okay, I'll listen.
It has been my walk. It has been my walk. When you go to betterworldchangers.com, you'll see the principles that I'm speaking as a personal walk and because I want to know. And one of the things that's interesting, as successful as we are, this is spiritual warfare at the highest level. And to go to the next level requires something different than what got us to the natural level. The flesh got us to this level. But to go to that next level, and that next level is spiritual warfare at the highest level, and that's an invitation through obedience to come to that next level, in the next level, in the next level, because that's where God puts in place, based on your business. We just happen to use travel, but based on your business and offering that to the Lord, based on that heavenly vision, based on that purpose, based on the assigned mountain, based on the marketplace vision that God has given us, it's his responsibility now to prosper that business. That frees us up to walk out the purpose. And it takes a load off. It takes a load off. Whereas most of our time, energy, and hours are spent trying to make it happen. Now that responsibility and that burden has been shifted to get specific information to make it happen, so that we're not wasting energy. We're being very, very specific and very laser focused. And now we're getting information and moving, not moving and getting information. We're getting information.
Oh, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid.
We're learning to wait. We're learning to sit and wait to get that information, knowing that time is irrelevant. We're not behind. We're not ahead. We're right on time.
I would like to share something else with you, and this may resonate in some aspect, but I'm reading something that says the victory in power, accumulating wealth, and winning souls is spiritual welfare. Excuse me. Let me start over. Accumulating wealth and winning souls is spiritual warfare at the highest level. However, the battle is our own thinking. And with a period, I'm going to leave it right there because I think there again leads to what you have shared, you know, this afternoon.
Let me continue that with the battle is not ours. The battle is the Lord's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's still what you're saying, but I've that responsibility, the battle has already been won. We're not fighting for victory. We're fighting from victory, and that's where he's saying it's our own thinking. But the battle is not ours. The battle is his. And so to navigate at this level requires him to show, to stop, to, because he's not going to give his glory to any man. Okay, Lord, what do I do next? And to ask and have conversation and to get information and to implement. And you're saying this is actually another conversation because it goes and goes and goes. But I like what you're saying, the battle is in our mind.
Yes. So, well, gentlemen, I know you're coming close to the end of your show, and I was very talkative, but I'm so honored to be a part of it, be a part of the discussion. Ron, are you still there?
I sure am. I've been listening intently and intentionally, and that's what I love about. That's why I love to have you on the show, Dale. And you're welcome any of the shows on any of the days. There's always something. There's always somebody. But on Tuesdays, we take this as an intentional time to move Marketplace Ministries ahead. And it's all a part of, it's always part of the realm of whatever we're doing. It's leading it. And that's why we're having, and I will say, and give glory to the successes that are happening and what's attracting more things to us for the purpose and God's purpose to succeed. And although there's a lot of reason and a lot of negativity out there that wants people to shut down, close down, and go away, we're bowling ahead, full speed ahead. And that's why I'm proud to bring you into the realm and the opportunities and the windows that we're working with, Dale, can only help you accomplish that which you want to do. And I know the source of your sense of being and your heart, and I'm proud to have you as part of our team.
Hey, Dale, we need to talk sometime. I want to hear your vision. I don't know what your timing is like even today, but I'd love to hear your vision.
Well, I'm open to sharing. You know, I do have some extra time if you want to call me offline and,
I'll call you. I'll call you right after the call here. We'll just talk for a bit.
Oh. Okay. 716-563-0238. I'll just say once again. 716-563-0238, and that's Dale, D-A-L-E, last name Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N.
I'll call you after the call.
Okay, I look forward to
your vision, boy. Your vision has me excited. I don't even know it.
Well, you know, I have to just give all appreciation at this time to Ron. Ron invited me to be a part of it, and you know what? I'm looking forward to making this a part of my weekly travels, my weekly journey. You know, because
Amen.
You know, there's a lot here. There's a lot here that needs to carry many individuals and souls to whatever he or she is looking to accomplish. And so I'm embracing it. And Ron, I just want to say to you once again, thank you. Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome. Well, we're
Holy Ghost connector. Ron, you're a Holy Ghost connector.
Yes, I am. And I recognize that. So, guys, have a blessed day. Happy New Year. We're going to make this a happy, blessed, and healthy New Year together. And we're out to make it happen. So thank you, and God bless you guys. Bye now.
God bless.
Okay.
Thank
we'll
you,
see
guys.
You next year.
Take care, everyone.
Bye now.